Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
We thank the Lord, during the summer month, we have opportunity to gather together in various conferences.
我们感谢主在这个暑期的时间我们能够在许不同的夏令的聚会里面聚集。
In early June, we gather in San Antonio.
在六月初的时候我们在圣安东尼有聚集。
And in early July,many saints gather in the Richmond area.
在七月初的时候，有许多的弟兄姐妹们在Richmond 那个地方聚集。
And at this time, saints gather in Los Angeles for West Coast Christian Conference.
现在这个时候，有许多的弟兄姐妹聚集在洛杉矶参加西岸基督徒特会。
And early.Next month, young people will gather in Toronto for Toronto Youth Conference.
在下个月初的时候，年轻人会聚集在多伦多有年轻人的聚会。
We truly treasure those time, and we don't want to take those words very lightly.
我们实在宝贵这样聚集的时间，我们不愿意轻看这样的神说的话。
So I encourage all of us to review those messages from time to time, even. Listen them again.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹继续不断的再来复习所听见的话语，或许可以再次听信息。
I'm going to advertise for next Sunday.
我们就为着下个礼拜来做广告。
Next Sunday we'll have two brothers, sharing.
下个主日我们有两位弟兄与我们一同交通。
And our brother Steve will share from the message.Of Richmond Family Conference.
我们的 Steve 弟兄会从在Richmond 那边的聚会的信息来为我们交通。
Steve Hunter, I mean.
我是说Steve Hunter 弟兄。
And Brother Michael Zhang will share from the message of West Coast Christian Conference.
那我们张石桥弟兄会为我们分享在西岸特会所得着的。
So you can.Come here once, and you will have the burden from both conferences.
那你在这边来参加一次聚会，你就可以得到两地聚会的负担。
I certainly look forward to next week.
我实在很愿意想望下个主日的聚会。
I hope you will too.
我希望你也是如此。
And this morning, my burden is to look at Book Ruth again.
今天早上我的负担就是再一次来看路德记。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16.
让我们翻到路德记第一章第十六节。
Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16.
路德记第一章第十六节。
But Ruth said, Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go.And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God.
路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Turn to chapter 2, verse 8.
请翻到第二章第八节。
Then Boaz said,To Ruth, listen carefully, my daughters. Do not go to glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my mates.
第八节，波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
第三章第五节和第六节。
She said to her, all that you say I will do. So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her.
第五节，路德说，凡你所吩咐的我必遵行。路德就下到场上，照她婆婆所吩咐她的而行。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
第四章第十一节。
All the people who were in the court and the elders said, We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel, and may you achieve wealth in Ephrathah and become famous in Bethlehem.
在城门坐着的众民和长老都说，我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子，像建立以色列家的拉结、利亚二人一样，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一点的祷告。
Father, we once again rejoice in your presence this morning.
天父，我们今天早上再次的欢喜的聚集在你的脚前。
As we consider our life and consider our experiences, we must say there is none like you.
当我们想到我们的生活、我们的经历，我们必须要说无人像你一样。
Therefore, we would like to sing that you are the world to us.
因此，我们愿意来唱《基督就是我们的世界》。
You are our joy and you are our life.
你就是我们的喜乐，你是我们的生命。
You are our hope.And you are our strength.
你是我们的盼望，你是我们的力量。
This morning as we consider again this, the life of Ruth, we ask the Holy Spirit to quicken our spirit.
今天早上当我们再次来一同思想路德的生一生的时候，愿意圣灵再次来苏醒我们。
So we can see how that Boaz become the world to Ruth.
叫我们能看见波阿斯怎样成为路德的世界。
So that we can learn how that you would become the world to us.
叫我们也能够学习，让你成为我们的世界。
We commit this time into your hand because we know that we are very weak.
我们是如此的软弱，因此我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
And we depend on your anointing to speak, to translate, and to hear.
我们仰望你的圣灵的膏油，为说的跟翻译的。
May all of us humble before you.
愿意我们众人都谦卑在你的面前。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
So this morning we would like to consider this story of Ruth once again.
今天早上我们愿意再一次来思想路德的故事。
So may the Lord remind us what we have heard.During our time in San Antonio.
愿意神借着让次再来提醒我们我们在圣安东尼所听见的话语。
The Bible tells us that the Ruth lived in the days of judges.
圣经告诉我们说路德是生活在士师秉政的时候。
And during those times, there was no king in Israel.
在那个时候在以色列里在以色列中没有王。
So everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以个人任意而行。
Some of us, especially young people, may think that this is not too bad, huh?
也许我们年轻人会说哦这个还不错。
You know, for those young people that live in a home,They just couldn't do what they want to do all the time.
当那些年轻人住在家里的时候，他们就不能够做他们想要做的每一件事情。
How nice that if everyone can do what was right in his own eyes.
若是我们每一个人都能够照着我们自己认为对的来做的时候，是多么好。
This is not true.
但是这不是真实的。
This is absolutely not true.
这是不是真的。
Even today,The only reason that we can still live peacefully on this earth is because not everyone can do what is right in his own eyes.
直到今日，我们仍然能够在这世界和平相处，乃是因为我们没有，还有许多的人没有任意而行。
Today we can still live peacefully because there are Christians still live on this earth.
今天我们还能够和平相处，乃是因为今天在世界上还有基督徒。
And the Christian on this earth is a restraint, is a restraining force, so that it's not entirely possible that everyone can do what is right in his own eyes.
基督徒今天在这个世界上还是一个有这个限制的能力，所以我们并不是每一个人都能够任意而行。
There will be one day.God will lift all his children away from this earth.
有一天神要把他的儿女们都带离开这世界。
And there will be no restraining force on this earth anymore.
到那个时候世界就再也没有限制的力量。
And at that time, everyone can truly does what is right on his own eyes.
在那个时候，每一个人都能够任意而行。
And then this earth will turn into hell, by the way.
在那个时候，这个世界就要成为地狱。
The definition of hell is that everyone can do what is right in his own eyes.
地狱的定义就是每一个人都能够任意而行。
You look at the history of mankind. Every time that man begins to do what is right in his own eyes, it becomes a destruction.
当你看人类的历史的时候，每当人类能够自己能够任意而行的时候，就带来极大的毁灭。
In the days of Noah, they did what was right in their own eyes.
在挪亚的时代，他们就是任意而行。
And the earth was corrupted.
这世界败坏。
And filled with violence.
地上满了强暴。
And came destructions.
然后就带来了灭亡。
In the days of Sodom.
在索多玛的时代。
Their sins exceedingly grave.
他们的罪恶甚重。
Then came destructions.
那么灭亡就来临。
As we consider the environment we live in today.
那我们就来思想今天我们所生活的环境。
It is very alarming.
实在是让我们非常的警醒。
Because you begin to see that many people would like to do what is right in their own eyes.
许多的人都要来做他们认为自己是对的事情。
Right now, each state in the United States can define what is right for that state.
今天每一个州在美国每一个州都能够自己来决定他们认为什么是对的。
They can define what is right or wrong for a marriage.
他们能够自己来决定婚姻什么是对的什么是错的。
As of today, there are 13 states already legalized gay marriage.
直到今日有13州已经让同性恋的婚姻成为合法化。
You begin to see there is a huge desire that men want to do what is right in his own eyes.
你看见人里面心里有极大的渴望愿意要做自己看为是对的事情。
And this is the context of the days of judges.
这个就是世师时代的情况。
But on one hand, this is condition on this earth.
另外一面也就是这个世界上的一般的情况。
However,God want us to know that He has a purpose from eternity to eternity.
但是神要让我们看见他从永远到永远是有一个旨意的。
Although there was no king in Israel.
虽然在那个时候以色列国中间没有王。
But God's eternal purpose has the king over Israel and over all nations.
但是在神永远的旨意里面他在以色列国跟在列国中是有王的。
And he have told Abraham about this.
他告诉了亚伯拉罕。
There will be one day, there will be nations and kings coming out of Abraham.
他告诉亚伯拉罕说有一天国度君王必从你而出。
So God's eternal purpose starts from Abraham.
所以我们看见神永远的旨意是从亚伯拉罕开始。
From Abraham to David.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
14 generations.
有十世代之久。
From David to captivity, another 14 generations.
从大卫王到被掳又有十四代。
From captivity to Christ,Another 14 generations.
从被掳的时候到基督又有十四代。
Then from Christ to the church.
然后就从基督到教会。
You see this line? You see this plumb line?
你看见这里有一条直线，有一条准绳。
From Abraham to David to captivity to Christ and to church.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫到被掳到基督一直到教会。
This is the plumb line.
这是一条准绳。
From eternity to eternity,God has this purpose along this line.
从永远到永远神的旨意就沿着这条直线。
And God's purpose will never change regardless what happened on this earth.
不管这世界的情况如何，神永远的旨意是不会改变的。
Throughout the history, God raised up individuals like Ruth, like David, so that this line will continue according to His plan.
在过去历史历代里面，神兴起像大卫、像路德这样子的人，所以他的旨意能够沿像这条直线一样继续下去。
History proves again and again, no nation, no individual can hinder God's work on this line.
在历史上跟我们证明，没有一个国家，没有一个民族能够来拦阻我们神的旨意。
In God's recovery plan, God always bring His people back to this line.
是在神恢复的心意中，他永远把他的人民带回，把他的子民带回到这条准绳上。
As we look at the days of Judges, we wonder, wow, this line is almost broken.
当我们思想到事实秉证的时候，我们想说，哦，这条线好像快要断绝了。
There was no king.
因为那时候没有王。
There was chaos, chaos.
在里面充满了混乱。
But the book of Ruth just illustrates to us, even during those dark days, how God has continued His work along this line.
但是路德记就让我们看见，就是在那个混乱的时候，神如何继续不断的走在这条准绳上。
First, God allowed a famine to occur in Bethlehem.
第一个，神就允许在伯利恒有饥荒。
And there was a man called Elimelech, who did what was right in his own eyes.
那有一个人名叫以利米勒，他就做了他认为自己对的事情。
There was a famine in Bethlehem, and he looked around.And he found a place called Moab.
在伯利恒有了饥荒，因此他四处观看，看到有个地方叫做摩亚。
And there was no famine in Moab.
那在摩亚地没有饥荒。
And he took his family, his wife and two sons, and moved to Moab.
他就把他的妻子和他的两个儿子都一起带着搬到摩亚地去。
He did what was right in his own eyes.
他做他认为眼中看为对的事情。
Brother and sister, we have to be careful today.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天必须要小心。
Oftentimes, we're no different from Elimelech.
许多的时候，我们也与以利米勒没有什么区别。
And when the famine comes through our life, we begin to do what is right in our own eyes.
当饥荒来到我们的生活中的时候，我们就做那任我们眼中看为正的事情。
Then God allowed multiple deaths enter into the family of Elimelech.
神就允许死亡多次的临到以利米勒的家。
Himself died in Moab.
以利米勒他自己就在摩亚地死了。
Then his two sons married two Moabite women.
他的两个儿子与两个摩亚女子结婚。
And one of them is called Ruth.
有一个就是路德。
But then his both son died.
那他两个儿子也都死了。
And it was a very unfortunate situation.
这实在是一个非常不幸运的情况。
You have only three women in this family.
在这个家里面只剩下三个女人。
And all of them are widows.
这三个女人都是寡妇。
And they have no sons.
他们没有儿子。
Three widows with no sons, no husbands.
三位寡妇，没有儿子，没有丈夫。
And what an unfortunate situation.
这实在是何等不幸运的一个光景。
And no wonder when Naomi returned to Bethlehem, he said, do not call me Naomi anymore.
怪不得当拿尔米回到伯利恒以后，他跟他们说不要叫我拿尔米。
Naomi means sweet.
因为拿尔米是甜的意思。
Call me Mara means bitterness.
叫我马拉就是苦的意思。
For all the Almighty God have dealt bitterly with me.
因为全能者使我受了大苦。
I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
To Naomi, there was no hope anymore.
对拿尔米而言，他是绝望的。
But for God, he did not change his plan.
但是对神而言，他并没有改变他的计划。
God is working in this family to return them back to the plumb line.
神在这个家庭中工作，把他们带回到那个准神。
God raised up this Moabite woman called Ruth.
神兴起这个摩亚女子 Ruth, 路德。
And God has done something miraculous, although it's not described in detail in chapter 1.
虽然在第一章没有仔细的描述，但是神在路德的心中做了一些奇妙的事。
Just imagine this. If you are Ruth, you married into this family for about 10 years.
就你就想一想，假如你是路德，你嫁到这个家里面十年之久。
And in this 10 years, you experienced 3 deaths.
在这个十年之内，你经历了三次的死亡。
Your father-in-law died.
你的公公死了。
Your own husband died.
你自己的丈夫死了。
And your husband's brother died too.
你丈夫的弟兄也死了。
It was a very hopeless situation.
这实在是一个非常绝望的光景。
Naomi said it well. She has no son for Ruth.
拿俄米说的很对，他说我跟路德说我没有儿子再给你。
So what? Where was the hope for Ruth? To stay in this family.
那路德留在这个家里面的盼望在哪儿呢？
But during those 10 years, something happened in the life of Ruth.
但是在这十年之中，有一件事情发生在路德的生命中。
There was something in the life of Naomi attract Ruth to the glory of God.
在拿尔米身上有一些东西吸引了路德，让他心里渴慕的神的荣耀。
During those 10 darkness years that God has done recovery work in this Moabite woman, Ruth.
在这个十年黑暗的时间中，神在这个摩亚女子的身上做了工作，做了恢复的工作。
So this morning I would like to consider together with you the 3 choices that Ruth make.
所以今天早上我要与你们一同来思想路德所做的三个拣选。
These 3 choices are the 3 turning points in her life.
这个三个拣选就是路德生活中的三个转捩点。
And these 3 choices can also be 3 choices that we make before the Lord.
这三个选择也是我们能够在神面前所做的三个选择。
And these choices will be the turning point of our spiritual life as well.
这三个选择也能够成为我们属灵生命的转捩点。
All right, the first choice that he made.
所以他第一个所做的一个决定。
Ruth chose the land of Bethlehem over the land of Moab.
所以路德就宁可拣选了伯利恒这地，而不是摩亚地。
The second choice, Ruth chose the field of Boaz over other fields in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒，路德就拣选了波阿斯的田地过于其他的田地。
The third choice he made, Ruth chose the threshing floor of Boaz.
第三点就是路德拣选了波阿斯的打麦场。
He chose the will of Naomi over her own will.
他拣选了拿尔米的意愿过于他自己的意愿。
These 3 choices define the spiritual life of Ruth.
这三个选择就为路德的属灵生活下了一个定义。
And today these 3 choices will open up our spiritual growth.
今天这三个选择也能够为我们的属灵生命来开一条路。
Let's consider one at a time. Let's consider the first choice.
让我们一个个选择来思想，让我们一同来思想第一个选择。
He chose Bethlehem over Moab.
路德宁可拣选了伯利恒过于摩亚地。
As we consider this line from Abraham to David to Christ and to church.
让我们来思想这条直线从亚伯拉罕到大卫到基督到教会。
You will find Bethlehem in multiple points.
你就看到伯利恒是在许多不同的点上。
Abraham has a son, Isaac has a son, Jacob.
亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒有个儿子叫雅各。
Jacob has a wife called Rachel.
雅各有一个妻子叫拉结。
And Rachel was buried in Bethlehem.
拉结就是被葬在伯利恒。
So Bethlehem was considered the home for the family of Jacob.
所以伯利恒就成为雅各的家。
David was raised in Bethlehem.
大卫就是在伯利恒城长大的。
And he has a very fond memory of Bethlehem. He even remember how the water of Bethlehem tastes.
他对伯利恒有非常甜美的怀念。他甚至想到伯利恒的那个水是多么的甜。
One time David fought with Philistines, and Philistine camp around the Bethlehem.
有一次大卫跟菲利士人打仗，菲利士人就包围了伯利恒城。
And David, then he was murmuring himself, said, "Oh, that someone could give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem."
大卫自己心里面就这样可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城外面井里的水拿来给我喝。
And three of his soldiers heard that and risked their life to bring the water back to him.
那三位勇士就听见了这个，他们就不顾惜自己的生命，去到伯利恒城打水来给大卫喝。
So you can see the Bethlehem in David's life.
你可以看见伯利恒城在大卫的生活中。
Of course, Christ was born in Bethlehem.
当然，基督就是降生在伯利恒。Bethlehem
is the place that connects Jacob to David to Jesus Christ.
伯利恒城就把雅各连接到大卫，到基督。So
Bethlehem represents the eternal purpose of God.
所以伯利恒就代表了神永远的旨意。Now
what about Moab?
那摩亚呢？
Moab is the opposite of Bethlehem.
那摩亚就是与伯利恒完全是相对的。Moab
is the stumbling block to God's eternal purpose.
摩亚地是对神永远旨意的一个绊脚石。Moab
is the son of Lot.
摩亚是罗德的儿子。Lot
was with Abraham from the beginning.
在开始的时候，罗德是与亚伯拉罕在一起。So
Lot was on this plumb line with Abraham.
所以罗德是跟亚伯拉罕一起在这条直线上。But
at some point, that Lot deviated from the plumb line.
但是在有一个点上。 罗德就从这条直线上离开了。
Lot was distracted from the plumb line.
罗德就被什么事情分心离开了这个直线。
Because he saw the valley of Jordan.
因为他看见了约旦的平原。
And he saw those places are well watered.
他看见那个地方是被滋润的。
It's like the garden of our Lord.
好像如同像耶和华的园子一样。
And he also liked Egypt.
也好像埃及地。Therefore,
Lot moved and chose the valley of Jordan, which is Moab.
所以罗德就选择了约旦河的平原，那个就是摩亚之地。And
that's the beginning of the Moab.
那就是摩亚地开始。Moab
is something distract us from the plumb line.
摩亚就是那一些会使我们从这个直线上准绳上分心的事。And
historically, Moab was always against Israel.
所以在历史上，让我们看见摩亚一直是与以色列人在打仗。When
people of Israel almost ready to enter into the land of Canaan,
当以色列人快要进入迦南地的时候。And
the Moabite, they asked Balaam to curse them.
所以摩亚人就请了巴兰来咒诅他们。
And so they were a stumbling block to God's eternal purpose.
摩亚就是对神永远旨意的一个绊脚石。
And the sons of Reuben, sons of Gad, and half of tribe of Manasseh, they never crossed the river of Jordan.
所以流便的支派和那个和加德的支派，还有马拿西一半的支派，他们一直没有越过约旦河。
They looked at the plains of Moab. It was so good for their herds and for their flocks.
他们看见摩亚地实在对他们的羊群牛群是非常的好。
So Moab became an alternative to God's eternal purpose.
所以摩亚地就成为神旨意的一个代替品。
They stay over there.Two and a half tribe stay on the east side of Jordan.
所以这两个半支派，他们就留在约旦河的东边。
Ruth had a choice.
路德有一个选择。
He could choose the Bethlehem or Moab.
路德能够选择伯利恒或者是摩亚地。
After the death of her two sons, Naomi gave Ruth a choice.
在他两个儿子死去以后，拿尔米就给他的两个媳妇一个选择。
Ruth can return to her mother's home.
路德能够回到他母亲的家去。
And marry a new husband.
能够再有一个新的丈夫。
So the choices before Ruth is like this.
所以在路德面前的选择就像这样子。
You want to return to your mother's home, or you want to stay with Naomi?
你要回到你母亲的家呢，还是你要跟拿尔米在一起
？Do you want opportunity to marry?
你要不要
new husband?
你要不要有个机会能够再嫁给一个新的丈夫呢
？Or stay as a widow?
还是停留留在这里，仍然是一个寡妇
？Do you want to stay in your home country Moab, or go to a foreign country?
你要停留在你的家乡就是摩亚，还是你要到一个新的国去
？Do you want to stay with your own people, Moabite, or move to a new place?
你要停留在留在这里与你的国的人在一起，还是到另外一个国家去
？This would be a very easy choice, right?
这个并不是一个简单的选择。
Ruth decided to choose Naomi over her own mother.
路德就宁愿选择了拿尔米过于他自己的母亲。
He chose to remain a widow over an opportunity to remarry.
他选择仍然是一个寡妇过于再有机会嫁娶。
She loved Moab, but he looked for a better country in Israel.
他虽然深爱摩亚，但是他却是想望那个更美好的家乡在伯利恒。
He was a Moabite.But she considered herself, he considered Israel her own people.
路德虽然是摩亚女子，但是她把以色列国认为以色列是她自己的国家。
To choose Bethlehem, Ruth gave up Moab.
要选择伯利恒，路德就必须放弃摩亚。
And this choice changed her life completely.
但是这个选择就为她的生命带来完全的改变。
Today, every Christian must make the same choice.
今天每一个基督徒都也需要做这样的决定。
Many of us would like to have both Bethlehem and Moab.
许多我们都喜欢要有伯利恒也有摩亚。
But it is not possible.
但是是不可能的。
Bethlehem is on the east side of the river of Jordan, and Bethlehem is on the west side, and Moab is on the east side.
因为伯利恒是在约旦河的西边，摩亚地是在约旦河的东边。
You can only have one.
你只能选择一个。
You cannot have both.
你不能够有两个都有。
How do we make that decision?
那我们如何做这样的决定呢
？Our hopes and our dreams influence our decisions.
我们的盼望，我们的希望，我们的梦想，就来决定我们的选择。
The hopes and dream of those two and a half tribe were their flocks and their herds.
对那两个半支派而言，他们的梦想，他们的盼望，就是为他们的牛群羊群。
If your hopes and dreams are herds and flocks.Your choices will be Moab.
若是你的希望跟你的梦想乃是在牛群羊群的话，你就会拣选摩亚地。
There's no question about that.
这一毫无疑问。
So before we consider our choices, let's ask ourselves, what are the hopes and dreams in our life?
在我们做这样决定以前，让我们先来思想我们的希望和我们的梦想是什么。
Roots, hopes and dreams are not flocks and herds.
路德的希望跟他的梦想不是牛群羊群。
Her hopes are the glory of Israel.
他的希望乃是以色列的荣耀。
The glory of God.
神的荣耀。
Therefore, because of her hopes and dreams, she chose Bethlehem.
因着他的希望跟他的梦想，他就选择了伯利恒。
Brothers and sisters, what kind of choice you and I are going to make today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要做什么样的决定呢？
What are our hopes and dreams in our life?
我们生活中的希望跟我们的梦想是什么？
Is it herds or is it flocks?
我们是否就是羊群跟牛群呢？
Or is it the glory of God of Israel?
还是以色列神的荣耀？
Once we clear up our hopes and dreams, and the choice is very obvious.
当我们确认了我们的希望和我们的梦想以后，这些选择就是非常容易的。
It's actually very clear to Ruth, so, which choices she needs.
对路德而言，她的选择是非常的明确。
There can't be any clearer than that.
没有任何事能够比这个更明确。
So this is the first choice.
这是她的第一个选择。
And this should be our first decision to make.
这也是应当我们第一个我们要做的决定。
Let's move on to the second one.
那我们再说下面第二个。
When they return to Bethlehem, Ruth asked permission to glean from the field.
当他们回到伯利恒以后，路德就得到他婆婆的许可，到田地里去拾取麦穗。
To glean the leftover grains behind the harvesters.
他们乃是在那些收割人的后面来拾取那些留下来的麦穗。
Then she happened to come to the field of Boaz.
那她恰巧就来到了波阿斯的田里。
And she was very diligent and gleaned from the morning until evening.
她是非常的殷勤，她从早到晚在那边拾取麦穗。
And when Boaz realized that Ruth was in his field,
当波阿斯发现路德在他的田间的时候，
and Boaz told Ruth, "Listen carefully."
波阿斯就对路德说：“你要仔细的听。”
My daughter, do not glean in another field.
他说：“女儿啊，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗。”
Do not go on from this one. Stay here with my maids.
也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。
And so Ruth stay on that field that day.
所以那一天路德就停留在波阿斯的田里。
Then Boaz was very kind and very gracious to Ruth.
波阿斯对路德非常的仁慈和宽大。
He commanded his servant not to touch Ruth.
他告诉他的仆人们说不可欺负路德。
He allowed Ruth to drink from the water jars.
他让路德到可以喝那个器皿里的水。
And she was even asked by Boaz to sit with reapers, for meal time, for meals.
到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯邀请他与收割的人一同坐下来吃饭。
And even more amazing, Boaz asked the servant to pour out some grain from the bundles and leave it for Ruth to pick it up.
波阿斯甚至叫他的仆人们把那个从捆里面抽出几根麦穗来留在地上，让路德来拾取。
And at night when Ruth came home to Naomi and told Naomi about everything.
到晚上，路德回到家就把这一切事情都告诉拿俄米。
And Naomi said it is good. It is good.
那拿俄米说这实在是好。
You go out with his mates.So that others do not meet you in any other field.
他就对他说，你跟着他的使女去，不要叫人遇见你在别人田间。
And Ruth stayed in the field of Boaz until the end of a barley harvest and wheat harvest.
路德就停留在波阿斯的田里，直到收完了大麦和小麦。
Brother, sister, You might say, okay, this is easy choice. I will stay there too.
弟兄姐妹们，你会说这是很简单的一个容易的选择，我也会这样做。
How easy is this? If I were Ruth, I would definitely stay there.
这是非常容易的选择。若是我是路德的话，我一定留在那
边。I'm not going to any other places. If I stay here, I have water to drink.
我不会到别人的田间。若是我在这里的话，我有水可以喝。
And no servant can touch me.
而且也没有仆人能会欺负我。
I can sit together with reapers in meal times.
我可以在吃饭的时候与收割的人一起坐在一起。
And they even pull some grains from the bundle so I can pick it up.
他们还从捆里面取抽出一些来，我也可以拾取。
What are you thinking moving to any other fields? I'm staying here.
我怎么会要到别的田里去呢？我当然会在这里。
Brothers, sisters, the point is that the only reason that Ruth will not move to another field is because she met Boaz.
弟兄姐妹们，这路德没有到其他田间去的唯一的原因乃是他遇见了波阿斯。
What if Ruth start out by visiting many fields?
也许假如说路德一开始就到许多的田里面去呢
Maybe she started 1 hour in this field, another hour in that field, and visit 4 or 5 different fields every day.
假想路德是开始每天走在这个田里面一个小时，在那个田里面一个小时，一天他去了4、5个田里面。
She may never met Boaz in person.
他也许永远不会亲眼遇见波阿斯。
Brothers and sisters, the reason our heart has still have that desire for other field is because we never met Boaz in person.
弟兄姐妹们，若是我们心里面之所以还有其他的意愿要到其他的原间去，是因为我们从来没有亲眼的遇见波阿斯这个人。
Have you met Boaz?
你是否遇见了波阿斯呢？
Have you heard Boaz's voice in person?
你是否亲耳听见了波阿斯的声音呢？
Have you experienced the grace of Boaz?
你是否经历了波阿斯的恩典恩惠呢？
Have you experienced his protections?
你是否经历了他的保护呢？
Have you drank from the water jar?
你是否从那个器皿里面拿水取水而喝呢？
Have you have a meal together with his reapers.
你是否与他的收割的人一起坐下来享受过用餐呢？
Have you received the grace from the bundles?
你是否从那一捆里面得着了一些恩惠呢？
If you did, you will never move to another field.
若是你这样子尝过的话，你永远不会要到另外一个田间去。
But why do we still have that desire today to get satisfaction from other fields?
为什么我们今天心里面还有这个渴望要从其他的田间来得着满足呢？
Is it because we have not met Boaz?
是不是我们还没有遇见波阿斯？
The field of Boaz spiritually is the church.
波阿斯的田在属灵上来说就是教会。
The field of Boaz is the house of God.
波阿斯的田就是神的家。
If we meet the Lord Jesus in the house of God, we will never go to any other field.
若是我们在神的家里面遇见了我们的主耶稣基督，我们就不会再愿意到其他的地方去。
But sometimes it appears that the house of God cannot completely satisfy us.
但是有些时候，好像神的家不能够完全的叫我们得到满足。
And we're still trying to glean from many other fields.
我们还是从其他的田间来拾取麦穗。
The only reason is that we have not met the Lord in person.
这个原因就是我们这唯一的原因就是我们还没有亲眼的遇见主。
We heard a lot about Boaz.
我们听说过许多事情关乎波阿斯。
We know all about Boaz.
我们知道许多关于波阿斯的事。
But we never met him.
但是我们却从来没有遇见过。
We never heard Boaz's voice in person.
我们没有从来没有亲耳听见波阿斯对我们说话。
Do you understand why the prodigal son ever want to leave her father's home?
你有没有想过那个浪子为什么要离开他父亲的家呢？
He never really knew his father.
因为他从来没有真正的认识他的父亲。
He lived in the household of his father, but he never really knew his father.
他住在他父亲的家里，但是他却没有真正的认识他的父亲。
Therefore, there is a desire in his heart to glean from another field.
因此，在他的心里有一个渴望，要到其他的田间去拾取麦穗。
Brother and sister, where are we today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在哪里？
Have we gleaned from other fields as well?
我们是否也从其他的田间来拾取麦穗呢？
Have we met our Lord in a personal way?
我们是否有亲身的遇见了我们的主呢？
Are we diligent in the house of God?
我们是否在神的家里殷勤呢？
Do we stay close to the servant of God?
我们是否与神的仆人常常在一起呢？
Or are we trying to keep a distance from the servants of God?
还是我们是与他们保持距离？
Are we committed to the house of God?
我们是否把我们自己委身于神的家呢？
Brothers and sisters, it's important to stay in the field of Boaz.
弟兄姐妹们，留在波阿斯的田间是非常重要的一件事。
And it's important to stay in the house of God.
也是非常重要的是，我们要留在神的家中。
But it's not because we have to.
并不是我们必须。
It's because we want to.
乃是因为我们愿意。
Because we have met the Lord.
因为我们已经遇见了主。
There is none like him.
无人像他，如此像他一样。
After we meet the Lord, there will be no desire to glean from any other field.
当我们遇见了主以后，我们就再也没有任何的意愿要到其他的田间去拾取麦穗。
Now I want to move on to third choice.
那我们现在就进到第三个选择。
Now many, very often the Christian life experience stop right here.
许多的时候，我们基督徒的经历就停留在这里。
It's so good in the field of Boaz.
在波阿斯的田间实在是非常的好。
You have all the protection. You have waters. You have meal. You have extra grains.What else do we need?
你有保护，你有你有水可以喝，你还有饭可以吃，你有有那个多余的麦穗可以拾取，你还要到哪里去呢？
To us, this is Christian life.
所以对我们而言，这就是基督徒的生活。
Christian life is enjoy ourselves in the line in the field of Boaz.
基督徒生活就是让我们在波阿斯的田间来享受。
There's nothing more.
这没有其他所求。
This is more than we asked for.
这个已经是超过我们所求所想的。
All the way from the Moab, now I can enjoy myself in the field of Boaz. This is so good. Let's stay here.
我原来是在摩亚地，如今我能够在波阿斯的田间能够有这些的享受，我当然留在这里。
This is the end. This is the goal of my Christian life.
这就是我基督徒生命的目标了。
Enjoying myself.In the field of Boaz.
在波阿斯的田间来自己享受。
But let me remind you.
但是让我来提醒你。
If Ruth ends here.
若是路德就停留在这里。
And if Ruth never went to the threshing floor.
若是路德从来没有到打麦场的话。
Today we will not have the book of Ruth.
我们今天就没有路德记这一本书。
It doesn't really matter whether Ruth, came to Bethlehem.
那路德是否到了伯利恒就一点关系都没有。
It doesn't really matter if Ruth stay in the field of Boaz.
那路德是否停留在波阿斯的田间也没有关系了。
If Ruth did not go to the threshing floor, her life has nothing to do with the plumb line.
若是路德没有到那个打麦场的话，他的生活就与那条直线、那条准绳没有关系。
We would not know the person Ruth today.
我们今天也不会来认识路德这个人。
If she did not go to the threshing floor.
若是她没有到那个打麦场的话。
So since Boaz was a very close relative to Naomi.
波阿斯是拿俄米的一个至近的亲属。
And Boaz had the privilege and obligation to marry Ruth according to Jewish traditions.
犹太人的规矩的话，波阿斯有这个权利跟义务，他要来娶路德。
So Naomi one day asked Ruth to go to the threshing floor and request Boaz to fulfill his obligations.
所以有一天拿二米就告诉路德说，你要到打麦场去，告诉跟那个波阿斯说，他要要来成全他的义务跟权利。
But it was not proper for a woman to go to the threshing floor at night.
但是在夜间，一个女子是不合适进到大麦场。
So Ruth had a decision to make now.
所以，路德在这个时候必须要做一个决定。
On her own, she would never did such a thing.
若是照她自己的意思的话，她绝对不会这样子做。
But Ruth chose to obey the will of Naomi over her own will.
所以，路德就在这里。拣选来顺服拿俄米的意思过于他自己。
Well, he went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her.
路德就下到打麦场上去，照着他婆婆所吩咐他，他都遵行。
What Ruth did was taking up her cross.
路德所做的就是背起他的十字架。
We often share about taking up one's cross.
我们常常交通到我们要背起自己的十字架。
I believe all of us are very familiar with the concept of taking up own cross.
我想我们每一个人都非常的熟悉这个背起自己十字架的道理。
But we may not experience in practice.
但是我们却也许没有在经历上真实的来经历。
The cross has two beams.
这个十字架有两个木头。
There is a vertical one and there is a horizontal one.
有一个是直的，有一个是横的。
And the vertical one often is left at the side of crucifixions.
这个直的这一根柱子通常就是留在那个钉十字架的地方。
And this person to be crucified carried this cross beam in the city, then walk toward that side.
那这个要被钉十字架的人，他就要背着他自己的这一根梁，他就要经过那个城里面，直到那个被钉十字架的地方。
So this was a common scene at the time.
在那个时候，这是一个非常普通的一件事。
Every time when you saw someone carry a cross beam walk toward the outside of the city, that you knew this person is about to be crucified.
任何时候，你看到有一个人，他背着他自己的那个梁。经过这个城里面，朝着城外而去的时候，你就知道这个人他是要被钉十字架的。
For Ruth, that vertical beams is the will of Naomi.
对路德而言，那个十字架就是拿俄米的意思。
树的那个。
的树的那一根就是树的那个梁就是拿俄米的意思。
And that the horizontal beam was her own will.
那个横的那一根就是他自己的意愿。
Whenever your will cross God's will, then you will have a cross.
每当你的意愿与神的意愿交叉的时候，那就是一个十字架。
So therefore, this is your cross.
所以这是你的十字架。
Every person have his own cross.
每一个人都有他自己的十字架。
And if our will cross the will of God, then we will have a cross.
若是我的意愿与神的意愿有相抵触的时候，就有了一个十字架。
When Ruth decided to obey the will of Naomi, she took up her own cross.
当路德决定要顺服拿俄米的意愿的时候，他就要背起他的十字架。
Before she could obey, she must first deny her own will.
在她能够顺服之前，她必须先来舍下她自己的意思。
And this is what Jesus was saying. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这就是主耶稣所说的，若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If we decide to stay in the house of God,
若是我们决定要留在神的家里，
If we decide to stay with the servant of Boaz,
若是我们决定要与波阿斯的仆人们在一起，
Then you must go to the threshing floor.
那你必须要到大麦场。
Because there is the only way to follow our Lord Jesus.
因为这是唯一跟随主的道路。
There is no other way you can follow our Lord Jesus.
我们没有其他的道路能够跟随主。
It's the threshing floor that separates the chaff from the wheat.
在那个大麦场，它就是把麦子跟糠皮分开来。
On that threshing floor, Ruth placed her life and her future in the hands of Boaz.
在那个达麦场上，路德把他的生活，把他的未来，将来都放在波阿斯的手中。
Are we willing to place our future, our life in the hands of our Lord Jesus?
我们是否也愿意把我们的未来，把我们的一生放在主的手中呢？
The stories of Ruth were not complete without the threshing floor.
若是没有达麦场，路德的故事就没有得到一个完美的结束。
In fact, the life of our Lord Jesus will not be complete without the cross.
我们主耶稣的生命不会得到一个成全，若是没有十字架。
He could be born in the Virgin Mary.
我们的主能够从童女玛利亚而生。
He could have performed all the miracles.
他也能够行许多的神迹。
He could deliver all the teachings.
他也能够传述许多的教训。
He could have gone to the Mount of Transfiguration.
他甚至能够到变化山上。
But if he did not go to the cross, then Jesus could not have accomplished God's purpose in him.
若是主耶稣没有到十字架上去的话，他就没有办法成全神在他身上的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, taking up your cross is essential in Christian life.
弟兄姐妹们，在背起十字架是在对我们基督徒的生命是非常的重要。
It is not enough to know about the meaning of cross.
单单只是知道十字架的意义是没有用处。
It's not enough to know the concept of taking up your cross.
若是我们单单只是知道如何背起十字架也是没有用处。
It's when your will against the will of God, what will you do?
乃是当你的意愿与神的意思相交叉的时候，那你要做怎样的拣选？
Will you deny the Lord or you deny yourself?
你是弃绝神呢，还是弃绝你的自己？
We often think that it is impossible for us to deny the Lord.
因为我们常常想说我们不可能来弃绝我们的神。
We're better than Peter. We will never deny our Lord.
我们比彼得更好，我们绝对不会弃绝我们的神。
But in fact, we deny him all the time.
但是事实上，我们确实常常的来弃绝我们的神。
Every time you refuse to deny yourself, you deny our Lord Jesus.
每当你不愿意舍己的时候，你就是弃绝神。
How often we deny our Lord Jesus in our home?
在家中，我们常常的来弃绝我们的神。
How often we deny our Lord Jesus in our own marriage?
在我们的婚姻里面，我们是否也常有多少次来弃绝我们的主呢？
How often we deny our Lord in our church life?
在我们教会的生活里面，我们是否也是弃绝我们的主？
When our will is against the will of God, we deny him often.
当我们的旨意与他的旨意相交叉的时候，我们就弃绝了他。
We do not want to go to the threshing floor.
我们不愿意到打麦场去。
We want to stay in the field of Boaz.
我们愿意停留在波阿斯的田间。
We want to enjoy what the Lord has provided for us.
我们愿意享受主为我们所预备的一切。
But we refuse to go to the threshing floor.
我们拒绝来到大麦场。
Without that experience, without going to the threshing floor, we will not be connected to the God's eternal purpose.
没有来，当我们拒绝来到打麦场，拒绝带到我们就没有办法与基督的永远的旨意连接在一起。
We thank God, Ruth went to the threshing floor.
我们感谢主，路德来到了打麦场。
And she found himself right back into the plumb line of our Lord Jesus.
他就发现他就回到了我们主耶稣基督的直线上。
You open the gospel according to Matthew, read chapter 1.
你打开马太福音读第一章的时候。
There you saw from Abraham to David, from David to Jesus.
那在那边你就看到从亚伯拉罕到大卫，大卫。
You see that line right there.
你就看见那边有一条直线。
And you look closely, Ruth is right there.
你就仔细看的话，你就看路德就在其中。
How did this Moabite woman get to that line?
这个摩亚女子怎能够到这条线上呢？
She is an ordinary person.
她不过是一个平凡的人。
She is not like Elijah.
他并不是像以利亚一样。
I could understand if Elijah show up in that line.
那我能够明白，若是以利亚的名字在这条直线上。
I could also understand if Isaiah appear in the line.
若是以赛亚他的名字在这条直线上，我也能够了解。
Those were great men.
因为他们是一些伟大的人物。
But Ruth is ordinary Moabite.
但是路德不过是一个平凡的摩亚女子。
So away from the commonwealth of Israel.
她是与以色列国以色列民诸约是相离甚远。
Once he was without hope in the land of Moab.
她是在摩亚地是没有是绝望的。
How can this Moabite woman appear in this plumb line?
那这个摩亚女子怎能够出现在这个直线上呢？
Because the choices she made.
乃是因着她所做的决定。
She has the desire to choose Bethlehem over Moab.
她必须有个渴望，要宁可选择伯利恒过于摩亚。
Her heart decides that she should live for God, not for herself.
她的心里有一个意愿要为神而活，而不是为他自己而活。
Then in the field of Boaz, she met Boaz in person.
那在波阿斯的田间，他就亲眼遇见了波阿斯。
She experienced the protection of Boaz.
他就经历波阿斯的保护。
She tasted that water from the water jar.
他就尝了那从水瓶里面的水。
She dipped the bread into the vinegar.
他就把饼蘸在那个醋里。
She sat with the reapers like a family.
他就与收割的人一同坐席，好像家里的人一样。
He enjoyed the extra measure of grace by receiving the grain from the bundles.
他就经历那个更多的恩典，当他从能够拾取从那捆里流出来的麦穗。
And she will never glean from any.Other place.
他就不会到其他的田里去拾取麦穗。
But then when opportunity come, when the calling arrive, she went to the threshing floor.
但是当机会来临，当呼召来到的时候，他就来到了大麦场。
She took up her own cross and followed the Lord.
他就背起他的十字架来跟随主。
And this is how she made.To that plumb line.
这就是他如何的到那个准神上。
I have a good news for all of us.
我对你们对大家也有一个好的消息。
Today, the opportunity is for us as well.
今天这个机会也是给我们。
As long as we will make the same choices.
只要我们也是做同样的拣选。
If we choose Bethlehem,
若是我们选择伯利恒
If we choose to stay in the field of Boaz.
若是我们选择停留在波阿斯的田间。
If we're willing to go to the threshing floor.
若是我们愿意到打麦场上去。
We will appear at the end of that plumb line someday.
我们也会被显明在这条直线的末尾上。
I hope that we have this as our hopes.
我希望这就是成为我们的一个盼望。
And this hope will be planted right in our heart to drive out all the hurts and the flocks from our heart.
愿意这样的盼望就停留在我们的心中，把我们心里面的牛群、羊群都赶出去。
So we can come to our Lord Jesus and say, Lord, you are the world to me.
所以我们就能够来到主耶稣面前说，耶稣，你就是我的世界。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again. We can consider your word this morning.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能够再一次来思考你的话语。
Our heart is full of gratitude.
我们的心里充满了感激。
To see that you have such grace for an ordinary person like Ruth.
你这样子路德这样子平凡的人，你有如此大的恩惠。
We pray this morning that all of us will have the same desire that you have given Ruth.
愿意今天早上我们每一个人也都有这样子的意愿，就是你给路德的这样子的意愿。
And we would decide to live for your purpose and not to live for ourselves.
我们也愿意为着你的旨意而活，而不是为了我们自己。
We would be diligent in the house of God.
我们也愿意在神的家中殷勤。
We want to experience your provisions.
我们愿意经历你的供应。
We want to meet our Lord Jesus in person.
我们愿意亲眼的来遇见你。
We want to hear your voice in person.
我们愿意亲耳来听见你。
So that we not only enjoy the provision, we become the person who know you.
我们不仅只是经历你为我们所预备的一切，我们也能更多的来认识你。
Encourage us to go to the threshing floor.
主激励我们来到打麦场。
So that we can experience what does it mean by taking up our cross and follow you.
叫我们能够真实的经历背起自己的十字架来跟随你是什么意思。
Do not allow us to wander in the lands of Moab.
保守我们不叫我们在摩押地流荡。
Save us from wandering from field to field.
拯救我们不叫我们在每一个田间到另外一个田间流荡。
Give us that courage to go to the threshing floor.
给我们这个鼓励，让我们能够来到大麦场。
We pray in your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。